talk about the movie. It's something very outdated. So what's going on right now on YouTube and the social media. How fun it was.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to create the movie. It's totally different, the sort of process of making a movie compared to making a YouTube video. It's, you know, normally we shoot, you know, a 4 to 6 minute long sketch. So it was really interesting to work on something that has like a true character arc and something with like, you know, a three act structure. So that was a lot of fun.
How long it was the production? I mean, the production.
We shot for 18 days.
Yeah, 18 days of shooting.
Yeah. It was pretty quick.
And of course, there was a lot of time writing and everything building up to that, but once we got started, it went fast.
Yep.
Yeah. Alex did a good job here.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we didn't stop.
No.
Yeah, we got started and we kept going until we collapsed.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you guys go back about 10 years or longer?
Oh, in terms of Ian and I knowing each other, so we got started on YouTube 10 years ago, but we've known each other since sixth grade, so it's been about 16 years that we've known each other.
Yeah,
that's why you play off from each other.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah, it's basically like we're married.
Our friendship can drive a car now.
In a couple more years, our friendship could smoke a cigarette.
You already started on the YouTube. How was that to make that?
Oh, going from YouTube to making a movie?
Yeah.
From the idea and everything. Yeah, it was a crazy big opportunity that we were really excited to do, and we knew that we wanted YouTube to be part of the movie because it's where we got started. It's pretty much our life, and YouTube changed our lives.
Yeah.
You know, we were working, or I was just doing a website design on my own, but Ian had the real fun job.
Yeah, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, which if you've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese, it's basically a just like this pizza restaurant that has a big giant mouse mascot and a bunch of arcade games.
It's
and
basically where parents go to have their kids babysat by employees.
By a giant mouse. So
it's just hell on earth. Imagine hell on earth.
I was the mouse. So I walked around in the mouse outfit, and it was very interesting.
Yeah, so we got the opportunity to start doing stuff on YouTube, and it changed our lives, and we knew that had to be part of the movie in some way.
Yeah.
What is the expectation about the Latin community?
What was it?
The expectation for the Latin community.
Oh, we had, we found out several years ago that we had a large following in the Latin community, and we also found out that there's this guy, Patricio, that lived in Chile, and he was dubbing our videos. And
he was just doing it for fun.
He was just doing it for fun. And then, so we contacted him and said, like, how about you do this, like, officially? And, you know, we'll pay you and we'll get you the videos ahead of time so you could dub them easier. And so he's been working with us for a couple of years now.
Yeah,
so he actually has his own following now. Like, people are actually fans of Patricio. And it's been really cool, and we're very honored to have a large Latin following for
sure. And obviously everything in Spanish, right?
So
Patricio dubs our normal Smosh videos into Spanish, and he was actually put in charge of dubbing the entire movie into Spanish, and that's going to be coming out on Friday, July 24th
as well. Is he playing all the characters?
I don't know if he's doing all the characters. Although I did hear that he couldn't dub the next video the next week because his voice was gone from doing the entire movie.
Right. Which is a lot of yelling.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
You're enjoying the movie.
Comedy is for everybody.
Yeah, the comedy's for everyone, And one thing that we wanted when we were writing the movie is we wanted to make sure that Smosh fans and people that already watched our videos would enjoy the movie, but at the same time, people that haven't even heard of us would be able to enjoy it, and they wouldn't feel alienated.
So what's the secret to making a successful YouTube channel?
Don't be afraid to show off your personality. A lot of people are very informative, and they come off as very stiff. People want to feel like they're watching their friend talk to them. But the biggest thing is to make content that you love and that you enjoy, that you're passionate about. People can tell when you're making something just to get viewers or just to see how successful you could be on YouTube. They want to feel that you really are enjoying the content that you're making.
Anthony, with the name Padilla, Do you speak Spanish?
No, so my...
Un poco. Un poco.
Un
poquito.
Yeah, see?
No.
No, yeah.
Basically, no.
So my grandfather is from Spanish descent, and he was born in America, though, so... You know, I don't even know how much he speaks. I think he could speak a fair amount, but he didn't teach me, unfortunately. Although many people do approach me and start talking to me in Spanish and think that I can speak it. So.
Yeah.
Un poquito. Yeah. I can. I can understand.
Cerveza.
I can understand basic things, but I can't speak it. Yeah.
We know the important things.
Yeah.
El baño and cerveza.
That's cerveza? Important. To, yeah. Most important to Ian here.
Yeah.
What was that?
Plan for learn Spanish.
Oh, plan to learn it later. I'd love to learn more. I mean, I love to travel, and it'd be great to understand more of it.
What do you think about the many artists or stars are jumping from YouTube? What do you think about YouTube, YouTubers, or is a good way to anonymous people?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people see YouTube as a jumping off point, a way to, you know, make it into movies or
well,
make
not
it
YouTubers,
TV.
But people elsewhere yeah. think that that's
well,
what
some,
you're trying
some YouTubers,
to do.
Some YouTubers want to do that, but. But the way that we see it is, you know, movies and TV or whatever else is just another outlet. It's just another place for Smosh to go. So we're not looking to leave YouTube or the internet. We just see a movie as another way of getting out there. So we enjoy making videos on the internet, and it's the easiest way to reach a worldwide audience. And that's where our audience is. It's not just in America. So if we were to make a TV show... that would only reach, you know, a small percentage of our audience.
Yeah.
What did you guys shoot the film on?
We shot digital. We shot on an Alexa. So we shot, you know, the highest resolution, highest latitude that you can. I mean, it was definitely a shorter schedule. For a movie, but it was a movie. I mean, we had a full movie crew. The DP shot movies with me. We've shot movies that have been at the Cannes Film Festival together. We've shot all kinds of stuff together. And we had the production designer who did Whiplash. And we had a pretty great team, a great editor. So it was a full-on movie crew. You know, everybody was really excited about working with these guys, and I'm working on something that kind of lampooned the YouTube generation. That was fun. But it was, you know, approached and built like a regular film.
Since you guys poked fun at YouTube and used the name YouTube, did you guys have to get permission?
No, don't tell them. This is all secret.
Then we'll be screwed.
No, they were very supportive. And actually, we shot a large portion of the movie at the YouTube space in Los Angeles. So the YouTube has this giant studio space in L.A. where you can go there. If you're a YouTuber with over 10,000 subscribers, you can actually use their studio space for free. So we came in there with all our equipment and
we built
took a, over
we
the
built
place.
Sets there on several stages. I'm not sure they had that in mind. I think they've since upped it, so you have to have 70 billion subscribers.
But yeah, they were very welcoming with helping us out, and it helped a lot.
Yeah, and the low and everything. So you know, the whole movie it relied on the authenticity of making, you know, making fun of ourselves, making fun of their own image. Other people from YouTube like Harley and Jenna Marbles and Grace coming in and making fun of their image. So everything had to be authentic to that world. It wouldn't have been funny or worked if we'd had to make up fake names for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, Bosch and I don't know.
And a Barbles.
Boo Boob. You know.
The scene where you guys meet the head of YouTube and he doesn't shake hands, how many times did you have to do that scene?
Well, Michael Ian Black was awesome. He played the head of YouTube, Steve YouTube, because that's totally the name of somebody that would run YouTube. that scene, it was written out in a script in a sort of way, but he just kind of took the script and just improv the whole thing, and we just kind of went along with him and just went along with the improv, and
yeah,
that was one of our favorite scenes to shoot because he just kind of took it and just went on his own way, and we just went along with him.
That I don't shake, I don't shake, I don't touch scene, he made that up on the spot. Yeah. That was not in the script.
Yeah.
So from the movie, how much it was improvisation?
I mean, it was all scripted, but then we would every once in a while go off script and just kind of play around with it a little bit. If we had more time to shoot it, then maybe more of it would have been improv, but we were working on a tight schedule, and luckily Alex kept it going. So.
Yeah, though the intention was to make the funniest movie possible, because we were working with a lot of content creators, you know, we weren't going to not utilize that. So, you know, if these guys had a funnier line, we just went with it. We just went with whatever was funniest. So, even though we were moving really fast, I think we kept pretty fleet-footed. It was a pretty flexible set. Like, if we just was like, if something was funnier, we just did it. We just made sure that we did it.
Yeah.
We didn't go, oh, no, we have to keep moving. It's written down on a piece of paper.
Right.
We were like, okay, let's do it. It's funnier this way. And we just did it. And we did that all the way through the edit. It was just always about trying to maximize the, you know, the comedy as much as possible.
What was the hardest scene that you had problems with? Like when you were laughing a lot?
Stuff with Steve.
Steve, YouTube was, I mean, Michael Ian Black, was just ridiculous. Like, he just kept throwing things out there, and we had to just try to keep a straight face.
There was also this scene where we come out of a portal, and it's all gooey, and there's like this purple slippery goo stuff everywhere, and we fell on the ground, and we were really trying to stand up in the scene to exit the scene to end it, but we couldn't stand up because it's just so slippery that our feet were slipping everywhere, and then
our bodies just rolling around.
Alex
on the
just
floor.
Left the camera rolling while we tried to stand up for like a full 5 minutes.
The film was originally 4 hours long because it was 3 hours of just that.
Trying to stand up.
They did ask us to cut it back.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a lot of bloopers somewhere.
There's a blooper reel that we'll be releasing.
Yeah.
So how did you guys manage to fund the movie?
It was through Awesomeness TV contacted our company, Defy Media, and then they worked together to fund the movie.
So now that you have this one done and it's going to be out, plans for more?
We would love to. Yeah. In unison.
Yeah. Assuming that enough people watch it and not everybody pirates it. Then yes. Yeah. We would love to make another one.
It all runs. It's all based off the success of this one to see what else we could do in the future.
Yeah.
So before you even got into YouTube, what original plans did you actually have?
Oh man, it's funny because we were really lost. Yeah. We were really lost. So we had just graduated high school, and it was about time for us to start figuring out what we wanted to do with our lives. We started making videos because we were bored before we even knew YouTube existed. And then we started uploading YouTube, and then we were going to community college. I was taking business management classes. You was taking general education
ed, which means
classes.
Like, I have no idea what I was going to do.
So we had
and I was
no
just taking
idea.
Classes pretending like I was doing something.
No idea at
and
all.
Then now
YouTube
you
saved
are.
Us. Yeah. YouTube saved us from not knowing what to do with our lives.
So but as soon as YouTube started picking up, we had like a discussion. We're like, we could always come back to college, and you know, so let's just focus on classes that sort of pertain to you know, acting or screenwriting or improv. Mm-hmm. So we started taking those classes in our community college, and once we ran out of those classes, we just stopped going.
Yeah.
So you're planning to go back?
If the movie doesn't do so well and our YouTube channel tanks and everything else just goes to crap, then we'll go back to college.
So the apocalypse. Apocalypse for us.
The YouTube honorary degree will be just bestowed upon you.
Yeah.
So how many unique visitors do you have?
In terms of visitors,
aren't they all unique?
I think
they're all very unique people.
So
in terms of all of our YouTube channels, we get 200 million a month.
Yeah, 200 million views a month.
How many channels do you have altogether? Because I know you have, over 7 billion?
Over 7 billion views.
We have 5 channels.
Yeah, 5 channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the main ones are the Smosh channel, and then Smosh Games, which is our gaming channel.
Oh, yeah.
And then our second channel, and then we have El Smosh, our Spanish-speaking dubbed channel.
And then Shut Up Cartoons.
Which is doing great, yeah.
Shut Up Cartoons, our cartoon channel. Yeah. So.
When you guys go to the mall, the supermarket, do you recognize
it? It really depends on the place. Depends how much money we pay them to make us look cool.
Yeah. Like, hey, scream. Make sure you scream.
No, yeah, so like, I say the biggest concentration of people I've seen to recognize us for some reason is at theme parks. So yeah. Theme parks, a lot of people recognize us there. Places with older moms searching for which milk to buy off the shelf, not so much. So not so much the groceries.
Like in the movie, everybody recognizes you. Oh,
at the end, yeah.
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 For children going to maybe follow you now.
Oh, great.
Do you guys direct all your YouTube videos initially?
On YouTube, yeah, initially for about 2 or 3 years we did, but for the past 7 now we've had a director that would... help us. He's our good friend.
So we sort of co-direct, and then so it's basically we let him sort of, you know, take care of it. But whenever we think we should, we're like, yeah, I don't like that. Just do that, and then yeah. Like, okay, fine.
Do you guys ever clash? Like, just your ideas are so different.
Every once in a while, Ian and I. Every once in a while, our director. I mean, I think that if you work with anyone, you're bound to have a different opinion than them.
Yeah. But usually, we have one person wins over the other, just because we are able to explain out, over-explain the other person.
Whoever can punch the hardest. Yeah. Just wins.
But working with the movie with Alex was just awesome because like we all just agreed on everything. Whenever we gave a suggestion, he's like, nah. Then he would explain why, and be like, yeah, you're right.
Or the other way around.
Most of the time, you'd be totally down to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, comedy is collaboration, especially if you trust who you're working with. I mean, that is important. But, you know, I came from a sketch comedy background going back a long time, and that's always about battling for the funniest line.
Yeah.
And the funniest line always wins. It doesn't matter who's got it.
Yeah.
So it's like, as long as you're open to that, that's what's fun about doing this stuff. It is democratic, but with trust. You know, you trust that the people... it's not about ego. It is genuinely about trying to find the funniest line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not about who's going to win whatever argument.
Yeah.
You know?
What is your advice for all those kids that they want to make it into too?
Yeah, I mean, our main advice is just do what you enjoy. Because as long as it's genuine, people are going to see that.
And you'll have the drive to keep doing it for long periods of time, because who knows how long it'll take for people to start watching, but they will if it's something really good that you really enjoy doing.
What are some of your favorite YouTube channels?
I mean, a lot of the people that we had in the movie, we love their stuff. Jenna Marbles, Harley is great. Grace is really funny.
Markiplier really good gaming
awesome.
Videos.
Dietrix is really funny. So like a lot of those guys, like the reason we brought them on the movie were because not only we were friends with them, but we're also big fans of their content.
Yeah, you were also just on Mickey Bolt's channel, right?
Oh yeah,
Mickey Bolt.
Yeah, it turned out that he was actually from pretty much the same area as us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really funny guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
What about Minecraft? My son loves Minecraft. I don't know what to do to keep him out of that.
Yeah, we should have contacted Captain Sparkles.
So when the money started rolling in, after these videos got popular, did you go ahead and buy yourself a new car? What was the first?
So it was actually about a year after we started creating videos before YouTube even started paying anyone. We were part of a group of 10 people, 10 channels that started making money first on YouTube.
And our first goal was to get out of our parents' house.
Yeah. Well, actually, before that, I did buy a new car because I had a car that was broken down. Like, I missed most of my classes in college.
It was an 89 Ford Probe.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one of those. Yeah. That was the first car I bought.
Yeah.
It was probably an 86 or 7.
Yeah. I had an 89 Ford Probe, and it was destroyed.
Yeah.
So I did buy a car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
and
hilarious.
Then we got out of our parents' house. That was a great moment. We're like, okay, now we're like, this is something real.
And then we started being able to fund more props and people to help us shoot the videos and eventually a producer, etc.
Did you put in, how much money did you generally put into each video, and what was like the return on that?
Initially, we put in not too much. You know, we kept it all very low budget. It was all shot on like webcam or a handy cam. We had some people that would donate, or we would do our own merch.
Yeah, we've pretty much scaled with whatever is possible. Whenever we get a sponsored video, we always put more budget into that because we have the opportunity to go bigger. So all right, last question. Who's gonna have the honor?
From where
So we're originally from Sacramento. We actually still shoot our sketches up in Sacramento because it's just cheaper. And we actually both live here in LA now.
Well, yeah, the movie was shot down here, and we still do shoot a lot of stuff down here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Welcome to LA.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.